Today I would like to talk to you about the situation that happened thousands of years ago in a city called Jericho. We read in the Bible, in the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Now the man of the city said to Elisha, "Behold, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad, and the land is unfruitful." He said, "Bring me a new bowl and put salt in it." So they brought it to him. Then he went to the spring of water and threw salt in it and said, "Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From now on, neither death or miscarriage shall come from it." So the water has been healed to this day, according to the word that Elisha spoke. This was a problem in the city of Jericho. It was a pleasant city, nice people, they had nice jobs, they were getting along fine, but the water was causing a pestilence. People were dying, a woman will have miscarriages. It was like a curse that was put over that city. This is something that we don't talk a lot today in the 21st century, about the power of a curse. And this curse was dismissed with a simple prayer and an act of faith. Elisha went to the place, asked for a bowl of salt, and as they gave him the bowl of salt, he did this prayer and this confession. He threw salt in the water and confessed, "From this moment on, that curse is abolished, is finished." Now, let me just introduce to you this concept that Jesus Christ said, "We are the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the earth." And we know many uses of salt. I've heard many teachings about salt as a preservative, as something that gives flavor. But as we see the prophetic meaning of salt in the scripture in the Old Testament, we can recognize a salt was used to break a curse that was upon the world, upon a city, the city of Jericho, a very meaningful city because it was the first place that was conquered when God's people entered into the promised land. Now let me tell you that God called us as Christians to break the power of curses, to break the power of hell. And when God places here on earth, He expects us to be the salt of the earth that breaks apart and abolishes curses that are upon cities. Some cities have heavy curses. There are cities where gambling is a curse. They're famous for gambling. There are cities that are famous for child prostitution. There are cities that are famous for all sorts of evil things. As Christians, we should know that we are here on earth to be that salt that God placed prophetically in a place so we can make a difference. How can we do this? There is practical things. I'm not just talking about prayer and doing church services and declarations. I'm talking about practical things we can do in a city. How can we provoke or induce change in the environment around us? We need to pinpoint, to identify the main causes of curse. Is it drugs? Is it prostitution? Is it gambling? What is the main cause of a curse in a city? And then we need to address the problem by talking to people and bring them out of that life of sin and bringing them to the church and heal them, give them inner healing and making sure that their lives are changed forever. Today, I would like to pray that God will bring that anointing, that blessing over your life, and that you'll become a child of God that is truly the salt of this earth. And I pray, God, for all that are watching this small podcast, the ones that are listening to it over the internet, I pray, Lord, that you bring your anointing, that you bring your grace, and that we will be the salt of this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional, now also on video. God bless you.